Welcome to Shailene Katie's Lemonade Stand. I'm Katie Day, a habit coach, speaker, creative director, and mom of four.
And I'm Shailene Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of two. Welcome back to Shailene and Katie's Lemonade Stand. We are here and Katie is leading the episode this week. Today, she's going to talk to us a little bit about morning routine hacks.
Yep.
I'm excited to learn everything because I'm a roll out of bed when the kids wake up person.
You are?
Oh my gosh. I do not have it together in the mornings. I stay up late and then I sleep until the last physical moment that I can.
Well, you're not going to believe this. That used to be my story.
Fix me.
What a transformation.
What a transformation.
Had. Yes. But before we get into that, and I believe I have 7 morning routine hacks.
Oh, I'm excited.
We have to, of course, thank our amazing fake sponsor.
Of course.
This episode is brought to you by
your snooze button.
Your snooze button. Because who doesn't love starting the day with 7 tiny failures?
Your snooze button. If you want to ruin any sort of sound for the rest of your life,
yeah,
this will do it.
This will do it. Thanks, snooze button.
Thanks, snooze button.
Appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to get into it. I don't want to gatekeep. You know,
help me. Help
Lots
me
of people wondering about morning routines, and I got the answers. So you know what? I'm going to share them with you right now. All right.
Please do.
Okay. Hack one. I want to talk about dopamine.
Okay.
Dopamine. It is the motivation chemical in your brain. Here's the deal. It's going to be very difficult for you to convince yourself you want to get out of bed unless there is a reward waiting for you. So people who are like, you know what I'm going to do? I used to not.
I'm going to start my day with a bar of chocolate.
I used to not get out of bed at all. I used to sleep in and I really, really like sleep. But I think I'll begin with working out, which I hate. I think that will convince me.
Oh my gosh. You've read my diary that I didn't write. Yeah, every time I've gone up early, it's been to like go to a 5 a.m. workout class that I hate. And then I do it for a while, like a crash diet.
And some people love, love, love working out. But if you're like trying to pair new habit, which is out of my comfort zone, waking up early, with new habit, working out, which is out of my comfort zone, you're going to need some type of like low, easy to access dopamine to get you to convince your brain this is worth getting up for. And maybe you can white knuckle it for a few mornings, but if you want it to actually stick, you have to change the narrative.
Okay.
Which is the old narrative, the old belief is getting up early is a chore.
Yeah, because sleep is great.
Right, because sleep is great. The new narrative has to be, I'm excited to get up early. I'm excited to go do my morning routine. Waking up early is a reward. Okay. The only way you're going to stick to things is if you are convinced that they are either rewarding, they are enjoyable, or they're so automatic that you don't have to think about them at all. Like, those are the only real options to stick to lasting.
Sure. No one's like, I have a mountain of laundry because I just quit doing it for 3 months.
Mm.
Right? You just do it because you have to do it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you don't have to.
Either make it super rewarding or make it super automatic.
How do I make it rewarding?
Okay.
Like, how would it?
Well, here's some ideas.
Okay.
So, for me, I was needing, like, I was needing some type of, like, sensory reward. Okay. I'm a big sensory person. So for my clients that are wanting to become morning people, I would say, like, are you a coffee drinker? How do you make that like the first thing that you're out of bed? So you're not even thinking about like, oh, I'm going to get up and journal. You're thinking, I'm going to get up and get that nice cup of coffee.
Ooh,
right.
Yes. Carrot, so, dangling the carrot.
Yes. It has to. That's all dopamine is, just what's the instant carrot. Right. But then you can also, because you want to reduce decision fatigue, which we're going to talk about in number 2. But you also can designate, like, I know exactly where I go first when I do this morning routine, right? And if you can make that where you go a complete pleasure, you're way more likely to commit to your morning routine, right? So think about, your bed is super cozy. It's hard to compete with the coziness of a bed in the early morning.
Cozy chair.
Cozy chair.
Cozy porch.
Cozy porch. Texture, right? Like, I want the world's softest blanket already on that cozy chair. I want to know exactly which cozy sweatshirt is going to be my cozy socks, whatever it is.
Ooh,
she's getting excited.
I am.
She loves textures. But also think about the rest of your senses too. So coffee's taste, like
smell, taste and smell.
Yeah. Maybe you even have like a candle flicker, which is kind of its new texture. I enjoy the idea that there's going to be this little flickering candle, that it smells like lavender, which is my favorite scent, whatever that is, right?
Yeah.
But think of it in a way that what is going to be exciting about me leaving my bed? I've got to make something appealing.
You got to hard sell that.
Yes.
When I've read the things that's like, actually, coffee first thing in the morning isn't healthy. You should drink a gallon of water first thing without stopping. And then I read that and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Think of this as possibly, like, if you're someone who's kind of into that biohacking kind of stuff and you like those little factoids, think of it as that's where you're headed. These are the steps that are going to get you, like, get the system running in place. And then you can optimize later, right?
I like it because you're looking at positives instead of negatives.
That's how I habit coach. We talk about, like, what we do is we take the word deprivation, we flip it on its head for every habit. Because you can go into, like, even if I'm on tangent, you can even go into nutrition and be like, I am not having sugar right now. And I'm depriving myself of sugar.
I don't get.
Or you can flip that immediately and say, when I eat sugar, I crash and I'm moody and my face breaks out. So I'm going to go ahead and not deprive myself of a good mood and clear skin.
Yeah.
You take that word deprive and you make it work for you.
Nice.
Right? So now that I am, spoiler, now that I am getting up at 5:15 every single morning without fail.
Gross. What time do your kids leave for school? I feel like we need to know the whole...
They leave at 7:30.
7:30. So you get up at 5:15.
Yes.
7:15. So it's 2 hours and 15 minutes before they leave for school.
That's right.
Blah.
Granted.
Okay.
It's I have to kind of all hands on deck by like 7, right?
Sure.
I don't get all that time just like to myself.
Right. You're not... You have four kids, Katie. We know.
Yeah. 6:45 and 7, I kind of start to... leave my happy little place.
But you get an hour.
Oh, a full hour. Sometimes hour and a half. It's great. And it is now so precious to me. Like, did you see my eyes turn into like the eyes of a lover when I was talking about it? Like,
I didn't. I wasn't looking at them.
I picture the emoji
love
with the heart eyes and maybe the star eyes. Like, one eye is a star and one eye is a heart is how I feel toward my morning routine.
Do the kids know not to bother you? Like, if they get up early, do they leave mommy?
Sometimes they come out and snuggle me and I just make that a very sweet thing. But I very rarely have I ever seen a kid before like 6:30.
Yeah, I do have to wake up my kids for school. You're right.
Yeah. But if for some reason they like stir and come sit on my lap, then I kind of
try
to surrender to the fact that this is like such a sweet season. And now I'm on the back porch with my little sweet daughter.
Gosh, it's like you're a good person.
You're
a good
trying,
mom.
You guys.
You have your life so together.
I'm trying real hard. Texture, sense, location change, special cozy chair.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start waking up earlier.
Here's how detailed I get about like the texture, right? I have a favorite pen that when I'm doing my journaling, I'm like, I love the way this pen writes.
Like the way it glides across the page.
I do. It's like almost like to the point where if I ordered extras of that pen because the morning I like it ran out and I had to do like a subpar pen. I was like, that's just not the same, isn't it?
It's like driving without sunglasses on a sunny day. I'm just mad at the world.
But seriously, like each few weeks, I like upgrade another item that is
good.
It just feels like luxury. It just feels like indulgence. And you know what else? It feels like a secret. It feels like stolen time. It feels like no one can possibly have expectations of me because no one's even awake.
No one's alive right now.
Yes. You can't ask me to do something for you. You're in bed.
What time do you go to bed in order to make that happen and feel good?
You know what? I'll save that for the end.
Oh, okay. You've
That'll
thought about
tease.
It. So almost like you thought about it during your 2 hours of extravagant morning time.
You know, I just want that to be real, real tease.
You have to listen to the end.
A real tease. I want that to be real cliffhanger.
6 p.m., everyone. She goes to bed at 6 p.m.
Maybe. Stay tuned.
You have to listen.
Who's to say? But make morning something you're actually looking forward to. You have to compete with the coziness of your bed if you even have a shot. So if your goal is to Huberman Lab this straight out the gate with no coffee and blah, 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 and cold plunging, maybe optimize that later. You're going to start with low-hanging fruit.
Okay.
And also, this is coming from a lady. So a lot of these, like, morning routine intensities do come from, like, dudes. I'm kind of coming from the soft, cozy lady version, okay?
A creative mom entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Hack number two. Beat decision fatigue. I already teased this.
Okay.
You got to know what you're doing. Because, again, if you're in bed and you're like, I should get out of bed, but what would I even do?
What
Nothing's going to feel...
Just not be sleeping?
Right. Nothing's going to feel like a priority. So the night before, decide what your morning routine is. For me, do you want to know what mine is?
I would love to know what yours is.
Okay. I have two versions because I now go to Body Pump. This is a plot twist. the morning session. I don't go in the middle of the day anymore. And I don't regret the life that I spent going in the middle of the day.
When you say middle of the day,
I mean, it feels like
late morning.
Yeah, it was late morning.
Instead of early
morning. It just feels like the middle of the
day. Before the workday instead of after the workday started. I was like, I don't think I ever went in the middle of the day.
It feels like the middle of the day when now my morning is 5:15.
I would like, for the listeners, I would like to point out when I went to Body Pump with Katie, I would like roll out of bed, get the throw the kids a granola bar and like get there by the start time, which in her book is middle of the day. Let's go on. Continue.
Let me rephrase that. It felt like when I was... when it was over and then we would chat.
Okay, we would waste time. Okay.
I'd go home and change and then I'd start my work day.
It's
lunch. I felt like sometimes I was starting at like lunch.
Okay,
versus,
that's good. That's good. I agree.
I drive, I go there and back and no one's still
it's
like
It's still 8 a.m. by the time you're done and change.
7 a.m. by the time I'm done. Right. The class is at 6.
Okay, it used to be at 9. It was not that late.
You're right.
But it is later than 6.
But it is shockingly different how it almost feels like it didn't even count. Like it never even happened. It's crazy.
Do you feel like you're there with real workout professionals now instead of like me and Sweet Sally, the 80-year-old?
I love Sweet Sally.
So oh, like me too.
Listening. I still go on Friday so that I can see all of my Sally's.
Okay, good.
I love
I was going to say I kind of love the people that were in that 9 a.m. Sweet 9 a.m. group.
It's great. Okay, so my morning routine now is on Mondays and Wednesdays, I do go straight to the gym and that's it. Mm-hmm. But Thursdays, Fridays, that's 3 days a week, and also weekends.
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, weekends.
Yeah.
You get up at 5 a.m. on weekends?
Sometimes I wait till like 6:15. It's fine. It's called sleep hygiene. You have a better shot at waking up before your alarm if you just never change the wake-up time. Know what I'm saying?
I'm going to have a hard time. I'm like equally excited and disgusted. Okay.
She actually has a face right now. Of actual disgust,
it's
which
like
I find
it's a pain.
Discouraging.
I'm sorry. Tell me more. I'm interested. I want to do it. So you're doing a good job.
Okay.
The weekend thing got me. I'm sorry. I'm back on track.
How about this? Tell me throughout each habit hack how what your percentage of wanting to do this is.
So I feel like I was at an 80, and then when you said I wake up at 5 a.m. on the weekend, and then I dropped to like 20.
Oh, so it's actually getting worse.
The weekend thing was a big deal. But you give yourself an extra hour.
So this is like, what's the opposite of a persuasive speech? I'm talking you out of this.
Dissuasive, is that a word?
I think so. That sounds right.
Dissuasive.
I'm not going to fact check it.
You say it confidently enough.
Yeah. I'm going to dissuade you from morning routines by the end of this. That's my goal.
Okay. I'm at 20%. Wow. Let's move along.
The fact that you started at 80 is really humbling.
I was really excited.
Whew.
I was really excited. No, like after your first... In second segments, I was 80. You got me to 80.
Oh, okay.
You built me to 80. I'm currently not waking up early.
What'd you start at, a zero?
I started at, there's no interest for me to wake up earlier than what I am right now.
Okay.
Okay.
This will be a real roller coaster.
Okay.
Okay. So beat decision fatigue. So for me, I know the days that I go straight to the gym. And then those other days, I also know what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that is when I go to my very cozy back porch. I also have a cold weather backup spot, which is a very cozy mm-hmm. trip. Mm-hmm. But right now it's the back porch and it's perfect.
It is perfect.
I turn on my twinkly lights. I light my candle. I do my morning pages, which is from The Artist's Way, which usually only takes me about 30 minutes. I also have a gratitude journal, which is very, very easy. It is literally you list three things you're grateful for, and then I write one goal, but I write it in the first person as if it's already true, because that's good for neuroscience, right?
Okay.
So instead of saying, like, go running, which is a goal, you'd say, I am a runner who enjoys whatever. You know what I mean? You'd write it as...
Every day I would say, I am a journaler who enjoys writing and waking up early.
That's exactly right.
Okay. I've got it.
And if you really wanted to do that exercise really, really well, you could even flesh that out more because what you're wanting to do is almost like tell the story of that in a way that's appealing to your brain.
Okay.
Okay. But that's like the quickest gratitude journal in the world is just listing three items. It's not a fancy journal, but it's a beautiful journal. Like, I think it's great. But it's not like one where you're filling in a workbook or something like that. You're just making a list. So that's what I do. And then I usually have time... like 30 to 45 minutes to do one creative execution. So that's usually when I will write my newsletter.
Okay. Or, like work related, not just.
Yeah. Or prep a podcast episode. I do fractional like creative direction for a company. So maybe I'll knock out like a design or something that's actually producing, right? Mm-hmm. Because what I found out is your brain is actually highly productive and creative. There's something called theta waves that are highest right when you first wake up. I feel like we all know this intuitively, but the science does back it up. And so what my rule of thumb is, which does lead to hack three, which is I don't want to wake up and scroll because Ooh. My mantra is I create and then I consume. Mm. And I don't want to waste my theta waves on consuming.
Okay, that's super good.
So hack three, don't snooze, don't scroll. Okay? There is some science behind snoozing. Number one, you're not actually getting more sleep. It's in fact just interrupting your sleep and then just kind of, it's like kind of nothingness. Right?
It's like you hit the pause and you're just on the wheel of scrolling where like nothing's happening. You're not getting sleep and you're not awake. It's right. just a pause.
Right. So okay, if you're that. Thinking like, I just need a little bit more sleep, you're not really tapping into like the juicy restorative sleep anyway. It's more of just kind of like half awake, half asleep. So it's just sort of like it's not helpful typically. Mm-hmm. It also can increase overthinking in people who have anxiety because in that sleepy state, you can kind of really like mull over like, oh, I've got to face the day instead of getting up and like facing the day.
It's also when you have the weird dreams.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is like, it's mm-hmm. not.
And then there's also some science behind it. When you don't snooze, if you hear your alarm, go straight and turn it off, which I do keep my alarm in my bathroom and not by my bed. So I have to stand Ooh. Up in order to make the noise stop. Okay. That thing you're doing when you hear an alarm and you get up instantly, that is actually tapping into something called activation energy, which is the same muscle you're using anytime you start a project, start something hard, start a run, start a workout thing, like anything you're doing to activate a new motion. I call it the on-ramp. Hmm. You're actually saying, I am someone who starts. I'm a self-starter. Look, I even started my day with self-starting. It's like creating a momentum for all other self-starting the rest of your day. You're essentially assuming the identity of someone who does what they say they're going to do when they're going to do it.
Ooh.
It's a powerful identity shift. I don't snooze. And you know what else I don't do? I don't procrastinate. You know, it's like your alarm goes off and you're saying, I'm going to begin this day with procrastinating or I'm going to begin this day active.
So not knowing any of that, I will say if my alarm goes off right by my bed and I pop up and I turn off all of the 17 other alarms that I had set for all of my snoozing,
mm-hmm.
I feel really good about myself.
Yes.
But not in a way that I've like thought too hard about it. I'm right. just like, look at me not even hitting the snooze one time.
It's procrastinating.
And I feel like my day is starting better.
That's right. It's just procrastinating. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
So you can start your day with procrastinating or you cannot. And it's a pattern and it's a momentum. So the other thing is scrolling, right? So if you have your phone as your alarm,
mm-hmm.
it is very easy to then just, well, I'm not going to go back to sleep, but I am going to scroll and
I'm
then I'll start my day.
See what the garbage internet says right. today.
And so for me, I don't want to waste my theta waves on consuming. I want to create first. So right. I actually ended up locking myself out of my social media apps and I unlock them at noon. So I can use all social media, but it has to be past noon. And usually that's about the time that makes sense to use it anyway. You can respond to everyone then and, you know, there's no like social media emergencies that tend to happen before.
I need to know before 11 a.m.
Yeah. So if you want to try placing your alarm across the room, I highly recommend it. I think it is the only reason why I was able to create the new 515.
Is your alarm your phone or is it different?
It is my phone. But another hack is I don't have a cable that could like plug in and be used by my phone. I have like a dock. So like unless I wanted to go lay down and hold the dock, I can't get in bed with my phone anyway if the battery's low.
Science, Jonathan and I keep saying we're going to move our phones off of our nightstands because of just like the admitting whatever frequencies that could be like, I don't know, we might find out they're the cigarette of our generation.
Oh my gosh, we probably will.
So anyway, that's smart for those reasons as well.
Hey, there you go.
Double win.
Okay, so another hack is the 5-second rule from Mel Robbins. She has a whole book about this. It is what like made her go viral as a motivational speaker originally, but essentially trying to tap into that activation energy a hack for your brain is literally to count backwards from 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and move your body on one. And this is true for snoozing. It's also true for if you are scrolling and you want to stop. It's true if you want to change your task in any way. And the reason why it works is because at one, there's nowhere else to go. So it actually doesn't work if you count up, because you could keep counting. 6, 7,
weird.
8, 9.
That's so,
so
weird.
So you have to imagine your body is the NASA rocket, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're launching yourself into either the next task or whatever.
Okay, that's
good.
So
it's a cool hack.
And
it is what caused me to finally get into the cold plunge. I wasn't going to do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And I'm in. And I decided before I started counting that that's when I would get in. And it weirdly was effective because my body was not going anywhere before I tried the 5-second rule.
Okay.
It's true. And I actually, I have a video of me doing it, and I say, this is for you, Mel Robbins. And then the whole time I'm in the cold plunge, I'm going, I hate you, Mel Robbins. Which I don't. I love
it. Did you do it again ever, the cold plunge?
I have never done it since.
But you did it the one time.
But I did the one time, which is what I wanted for my weird experiment.
Then she counted when she was in it. She immediately said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then she got right out.
That's right. Actually, I wonder how long I did. I'll have to look it up.
You did it a while.
I did a while, but ooh, it was not. If you're a professional cold plunger, you would have notes for me. And then one other thing about the 5-second rule too is, you know, people with anxiety tend to live in their heads. And so it's really just about getting out of your head and into your body. And the more we can do that, that's what's going to overcome all forms of procrastination, right? Including the morning.
I will stop interrupting, but I'm going to interrupt really quick. Because when I was in high school, the cheerleading coach was a man. And when I was a flyer. And when I'd be on the top and I'd be wobbling all around because I was trying to like control it, he would yell, get your leg up or whatever he would yell. But when he would tell me to do something, it's like my body would just do it.
Mm.
And I'd be like, can you just yell at me when I'm like, just yell at me when I'm up there? And when he would do it, I would like, my body would listen.
Ooh,
maybe
I like
it's
that.
Like the same thing.
That's how I feel about group fitness. I'm like, I really like just, I'm going to do what the instructors tell me to do.
Because I have to.
My brain's not on yet.
Peer pressure.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to overthink it. All right. Hack number 5. This is a all life hack, but it's still true about morning routines.
So smart.
Play offense, not defense. Now, I know that you are all big sports fans.
Most of our listeners are.
If you're not, here's the world's most reductive sports analogy. When you are playing offense, you're the one with the ball. You're the one who can make the points. If you want to make anything happen, you have to be the one with the ball. If you're on defense, you're defending and you're trying to hope the person without the ball is going to make the points.
Stopping the person with the ball.
Right. In our lives, I find that it is more helpful and that I am more comfortable when I am playing offense rather than defense.
Mm-hmm.
This is true in all areas, and it starts in the morning. If I am in bed and my kids are climbing on top of me and telling me that my day has started, I begin in defense mode.
Mommy needs 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Just give me 5 more minutes.
Yep. I'm not the one with the ball is what it feels like. It feels like it's setting the tone for my whole day as someone who's trying to keep up with everyone else who has the ball. And like a tiny specific example of this is like, imagine you're oversleeping enough that you don't have time to say, pack your lunch, then you find that even at noon or 1, you're still playing defense. I don't know. I didn't think it through. I don't know what I'm going to eat.
The whole day you're
trying to catch up. The whole day long you're trying to catch up. I would rather be the one with the ball because the one with the ball is the one who's going to put points on the board.
So then you wake up your kids instead and you're like, hey, kids, I'm headed downstairs to pack your lunch. Make sure you brush your teeth.
Yep.
I'm in charge.
That's right. Doesn't that seem like someone with the ball?
Katie, you're smart. You should coach people.
Thank you so much.
You do that.
Thanks so much. Another few ways you can like look like someone who's playing offense is if you're somebody who has journaled or worked out or decided to meditate before you ever checked your phone, you have chosen what you're doing with your activities. Often when we are on our phone, we're responding
to all the stuff.
To the people who have now asked us requests, right? Oh, she hit me. She likes that one.
She's good.
Where are you on the scale right now?
I'm like at 60.
Ooh, making progress.
I'm at 60.
All right.
At least like these are like when you wake up, you could still do the hacks. Like you could still do offense, not defense.
That's true.
You could still, you know,
yep,
do the 5-second countdown, even if I'm getting up at 6:45.
That's true. Okay. Hack 6. Expect it to feel weird until it doesn't. I would argue that almost every new habit feels unnatural and a little bit hard for at least 2 weeks. And then you start to kind of feel it click into place.
Sure.
And then usually by like day 30, like a whole month, you're like, oh, yeah, this is cool. And for me, around day 30 is when I started waking up before my alarm, which is the coolest feeling in the world. So when it's like 5:05 and you kind of open your eyes and you're like, I kind of feel like my alarm's about to go off.
Wow.
I'm just going to get up. And then you go over and you just turn it off because it hasn't even gone on yet.
You're like, I've succeeded at life.
5:07. It's a great feeling. But just know there's like a little bit of a awkward phase until you get to there.
Sure.
Just stick to the plan, trust the process. This is true with every habit. This was true with when I quit alcohol. It felt uncoordinated until it didn't, right?
So 2 weeks and I can be a morning waker?
I would say give it the 2 weeks of feeling like this feels more like force. And then watch the next 2 weeks transition into feeling like flow.
Okay.
Force, then flow.
Okay.
And then now I'm just flowing and I'm excited. Like, I'm happy about my morning routine. This is not a thing where I'm like,
you're like
15.
Sad
I'm
if
so
you
excited.
If you didn't get to have it.
I'm devastated when I miss it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. And I would also say you don't have to go from 0 to 100. You don't have to go from I wake up to my kids to now I wake up at 5:15. Like, if you truly are waking up at like 9, shoot for 8. You know what I mean?
I wake up at 6. 7 is my I'm going to have a terrible day. 6:45 is like I'm slightly on top of it. If I woke up at 6, that would feel like it doesn't have a 5 in front of it. And I had a jump on my day.
Yeah, I think 6 sounds great. But also, if anyone's listening and is like looking for, I'm all about a baby step, right? Mm-hmm. And then you use that momentum to optimize. So if anyone's listening and is like, I can't even understand what you're just saying. Maybe your goal is 5 minutes before the kids wake up.
Sure.
Just
even
be out of bed. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And then if none of this appeals to you and you're like, my kids are small and I like snuggling, go for it. That's fine. What you could do is maybe optimize an evening routine. Which is why my last hack is morning routines start at night.
Ooh.
Yeah. If you can optimize your bedtime habits, it can dictate your morning success.
Okay.
And so some of those tips might be, you know, oh, I actually physically need to turn off the screens and get into bed at a timely manner. You can also use this time, like I call it past me taking care of future me. And so then in the morning, anytime that like, say I fill up a glass of water and put it by my nightstand. And when I wake up the next morning, I see it and I'm like,
thanks, past Katie.
Thanks, past me. That's cute. That's cute. You could set your coffee pot if it has a timer, things like that. But even like picking out your clothes for the next day, if I have a pile of my gym clothes just waiting there, it just feels like you taking care of you. And it's so kind of you to do that to you.
It's intentionality.
Right. And as someone who has really in the past just been past me would torture future me, which is like anytime I ever had a hangover, like, thanks, past me, you're a jerk. Like, you literally listened to what you wanted in the moment and didn't think about me at all. You know, it feels
staying up really late.
Sure. Yeah. Binging sugar. And then the next day you feel like crap. Like, that would be the opposite of this, which is like, I thought through, I played the tape forward. I pictured me tomorrow morning and I wanted to take care of her and I wanted to be gentle and kind to her.
That's really sweet.
It's sweet. It's sweet. It's sweet to get everybody, the whole gang on board, past, present, future. The whole gang's on board. So yes, morning routines start at night. If you can have a wind down routine, and this is where I will reveal what time I go to bed.
What time do you go to bed?
All right.
Do you try to get 8 to 9 hours?
I used to actually get 9 hours, and I didn't feel as rested then as I currently do.
There's such thing as too much sleep.
Well, and I don't think I was sleeping well. And so I wanted to test. I was like, what if I, because I think my narrative was like, I'm still feeling a little fatigued during the day. Maybe I need more hours in bed. And now I'm going to, it's kind of still an experiment, but I'm like, what if I delete the narrative of I'm just one of those people who needs like 9 hours of sleep, right? And more thinking like, oh, I just probably need to really make sure when I'm in bed, my sleep quality is great. You know, and so what could I do to optimize the 8 hours that I have designated, which would mean little things like maybe you don't eat right before you go to sleep, because if your body's digesting, you know, food, that's going to impact it. Or, you know, at first, which I have no regrets about this, my evening routine used to be wine, I subbed that for kombucha. And that was like a perfect way to like, I used to have this and now I have this. Like, that's a great thing to do when you're kind of shaking like a weird habit and you're feeling kind of out of sorts. But is it a great idea to have a kombucha right before bed? Probably not. So then now I've kind of optimized that. And now it's like, eh, I'm probably not going to consume anything a couple hours before bed because I don't want to waste my precious sleep time getting less quality because it's digesting all this stuff.
Sure.
Right? And this is a good time to mention, just in case someone doesn't know this factoid, there is sort of a myth that having a glass of wine or a nightcap helps you sleep. It actually really doesn't. It can help you pass out, but it like won't keep you in like the rich restorative sleep. So
yeah, they say 2 to 3 hours, really nothing.
Yeah,
to eat or anything.
If you wanted to optimize. So yeah. So that's sort of where I was focusing on, rather than how do I get more hours in bed? It's like, how do I optimize the time that I'm there so that I go to bed pretty quickly and then I sleep deeply and then I hop out of bed when the alarm, you know, goes because I'm rested, right?
So like, walk with me. You climb into bed. You haven't eaten or drank anything for a couple hours. What time's on the clock?
I tuck my kids in at 8:30. And then my goal was, oh my gosh, I can have all the way until like 9:30 to have little me time. And I'll just make sure, you know, it's like paper book or I'll go take a hot bath or whatever. I joke that I broke up with my husband during the week because...
I was going to say, what does Jared do?
Because it is kind of true. We kind of got the habit, you know, a couple years ago, it was like kids are in bed, pour the wine, watch the Netflix, stay up late. You know, and that was like our quote unquote quality time. But I knew I was like, oof, I'm going to have to really pattern interrupt if I'm going to kick this like alcohol habit. And one of my fears was, what if I start to feel distant from my husband? Because that's kind of how we hang out. And a lot of my clients who do want to focus on alcohol as a thing, it's a big fear. Like, how is this going to impact my hang time?
My relationship. Worried about their relationship.
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay.
They're worried like, this is how we play. This is how we have fun. And I was worried too, like just because it felt uncoordinated or even like, is date night going to feel uncoordinated? And maybe I'll get into detail if we do a whole episode on my sober journey. If that's interesting, you guys weigh in, whatever. So the thing that I found interesting was, oh, we kind of miss each other now. Oh, we kind of have this. Now we have Friday night. We can stay up late or whatever because I can sleep in the next day. And we have a whole bunch of things stockpiled. Or like there's the new show we really, really care about rather than just like, I don't know what we want to watch, but let's like, you know.
Is there something we mildly care about that's on?
Right. Yeah. Or, yeah. And so I don't know. Or we weirdly will have like breakfast dates now.
Fun.
Or like afternoon walks.
Morning,
you know what I mean?
Walks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's like Jared's biggest note of my sobriety journey was he goes, I feel like I traded your nights for your mornings, but I get like a super high quality version of you. And I'm like, there you go. So, you know, it feels uncoordinated until it doesn't, just like anything else, just like hack number, whatever that was, 6. So, yeah. So I allow myself up until 9:30. And what I have found is around 8:45.
You're like, mama's
like,
tired.
What do I most want to do right now? Do I want to read a book? Do I want to take a bath? You know what I kind of want to do? I'm kind of get right in those covers and close them peepers. So I would say anytime between 8:45 and 9:45, I'm in bed. And then 5:05, I hop up before
her eyes magically open like Sleeping Beauty.
It's true.
Like a Disney princess. And yeah, she wakes up and she gets in the cozy sweater and she goes out with her special hen.
It's
and
so
her journal.
Wonderful. And no one can ask you anything because they're not even awake. It's so funny because, you know, it's like the mom guilt thing, right? Like, if I were to go take an hour for myself
while your kids are
awake,
like, can we go for a walk? And you're like, not now. Mommy's going to take this time for her.
Right. It just feels like this ultimate permission slip. And then like there's also sort of like this weird vibe of, if you are being creative, it almost feels like you have access to all the creativity in the world because no one's using it right now. Like, let's pretend creativity
so cool.
is like a magically floating like vibe. You get to gather all
okay
of
I'm back at 80 it. I'm back at 80
oh she's back at 80
I'm
okay.
back at 80
yeah and then I think that is it for I think that's it for my tips.
Oh my goodness, so good. I think I am such a black and white person that I feel like I'm like, could I go to bed at 8:45 and wake up at 5? But I'm realizing like, no, maybe I go to bed at 10:30 and wake up at 6.
Yeah.
or 6:30 and it's still like my 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to adapt. I'll adapt.
If you are listening, you have a newborn. I'm so sorry. That's probably not relevant at this moment. But what I would say to my clients who go, I would love to have a morning routine. I don't see myself being a 5:15 girly. Mm-hmm. There's almost like this three times in your day where you could probably still have a routine that is yours.
Sure.
And so, yes, let's say if it's gold, silver, and bronze. Of course, gold would be before anyone else gets up. Silver, usually there's this spot in your day where either you're like a childcare school-aged kids and your kids have now left the house and mm-hmm. you're alone for the first time in your day. Or if you are a stay-at-home mom, if there's like a show. This used to be, for me, it used to be Daniel Tiger. It
would Caillou. Come on,
yes,
Caillou in our house.
It used to come on at 9. We used to actually watch it when it was live on the TV, like PBS Kids or whatever.
Mommy's going to write in her Daniel Tiger journal time.
Right. It's exactly right. So if you can designate it as, okay, actually, this is like a weird 30-minute thing where the kid's pretty
locked in.
That can be your routine.
Or
time,
if you
right?
have a baby and the baby gets up at 4 a.m. because they're life hacking their life, then find like a, if you stay home, find a little neighborhood girl who's 13 and can come over for 1 hour after school and that's your time.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And you're still in the house.
And if any newborns are listening, these hacks were not for you.
These aren't for you.
In bed. Stay in bed.
You know, your hack, it's drink your milk and sleep through the night.
Yes. And don't get up when your mommy's up in the morning.
Don't get up.
She needs that time.
Don't cry. It makes everyone feel guilty.
Yeah. Stop crying, babies.
It's their language. You can cry.
You can cry. Actually, crying gets the sad out. Please cry.
Just cry. Tell mommy what you need.
And then your third time, if you're like the bronze time, would be like, you can do gratitude any time of day. It can be at night, right?
Yeah.
It can be once everybody's in bed. Yeah. So make it your own. But what I will say is I never expected to be a person who wakes up on their own before 5:15. And if I can do it, genuinely anyone can do it.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Truly.
Real quick.
All right, Shaylee, what's your next right baby step?
Wake up 15 to 30 minutes earlier and go to bed 15 to 30 minutes earlier.
Okay. I think that's a great step.
See what happens.
Do you want to get specific?
Like times?
Just tell me one that you're going to try, like the time. Like one day I'm going to try this.
6:15.
6:15 and go to bed at?
I don't want to talk about it. I go to bed really late. What's 8 hours minus?
10:15, I think.
We'll say 11:30.
All right.
Can I try it?
You seem like a very high energy person.
Maybe
you
only need... I wake up with bells on, Katie.
Maybe you only need 6 hours. Maybe you're one of
those. No, I'd like to get 7. I'm going to aim for 7 hours, wake up at 6:15. So you do the math.
Okay. I'm going to write that down so we can follow up.
Okay. Segment.
So she's going to test 6:15 to, and you're going to go to bed at 11:30?
Let's say 11. We'll try for 11. 11
she
to 11:30, flex time.
7 hours of sleep. Okay. We're going to follow up with you and everyone's going to be on bated breath to find out.
Bated breath. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. For our segment.
I'm excited.
This is called
Weird Product of the Week.
All right. I went ahead and found 3 alarm clocks that are real and for sale.
Okay, great. And we are going to decide if this is brilliant. Is it genius or is it garbage?
Okay.
So this segment could also be called Is It Genius or is it garbage? I am tracking. I didn't get my full 8 hours. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't get your full 6.5 hours. Run circles around
four
all
hours.
Of us. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to describe it to you.
Okay. I'm not looking.
And we can discuss it. So, okay. This one is a sunrise alarm clock, and it simulates the sunrise with light that gradually increases. So it could also function as like a bedside lamp, but you're setting it. And so instead of a sound, it uses light to wake you up gently.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that. Okay. Supposedly, it's a less jarring wake up. It can like match your natural rhythm. It helps you with like seasonal affective disorder. It has less shock. The cons are it could take some time to adjust. It could be expensive. Some could be very expensive. And maybe sometimes people just need the sound. Like maybe the light's not enough.
Genius.
Genius. Okay.
It's genius as long as I would have a backup sound alarm because I would be afraid maybe that the light wouldn't be enough.
Okay. Great. All right. Genius.
I'm a heavy sleeper.
This one is called the Wacky Wakers Red Rooster Bedside Table Clock Alarm.
I already hate it. Okay. Go on.
Okay. They are not sponsoring this podcast. But if you guys, if anyone at Wacky Wakers is listening.
I don't even want you to send me one. don't want to wake up wacky. I want to be intentional and wear a fuzzy sweater and journal.
If anyone at Wacky Wakers is listening and you want to be the title sponsor of our podcast, we will get right on that wacky wake up train. Okay. We will delete this episode and we will
wacky wake up.
We will change it. Okay. So this isn't a metal alarm clock and it's shaped like a rooster.
Of course.
And it does crow cock-a-doodle do.
I'm going to break that thing the first morning and then throw it straight in the garbage.
The pros are it's funny.
Is it?
It might wake you up by surprise.
Yeah, for sure that it will.
But the cons are it could be considered annoying.
I don't even want a real rooster that is in my garden to wake me up. So why would I want a fake one?
Okay.
That's like getting a fake husband robot that just like yells at you all the time. It's like, why would you ever want that? Why would anyone need like, let's just take this thing and the most annoying thing it does and put it in my bedroom.
All right. So you're not on the genius train on this one?
No, it's trash.
It's trash. Okay. Harsh, but fair. And again, Wacky Wakers did not pay us for this endorsement.
They did not pay us. Okay.
Last one.
Uh-huh.
This one is called Clocky. And it is the runaway alarm clock.
Is it like the toaster movie?
This alarm clock is on wheels. And it's
no.
And when it's time to wake up, especially if you hit and snooze, you have to physically get out of bed and chase it in order to turn it off.
Oh my gosh.
So some pros are is it could help you not snooze because if you push snooze, it will flee.
But if it goes out of the room, I don't care what it does. It's out of my room and out of my face. It's like a horrible idea. And then you won't hear the next snooze and you'll miss work and get fired. That's what that one's going to do for you.
If anyone at Clocky is listening and wants to sponsor the podcast, please write in and we will delete whatever Shaylee just said and talk about how great this is.
Is okay? There one that pulls out a squirt gun and just like squirt guns you in the face to wake you up? Because I feel like that's next. I don't know what list you have.
Now, some of the cons, it could be annoying. It could break. It could roll off things, get lost under furniture. It could wake others. And it might be a little messy if you have pets or kids or if you end up stepping on it.
This seems like a lot of cons. That's a lot of cons. And then it's like, and the pro is that it could be the most annoying alarm clock you've ever had.
What do you think? Is it genius or garbage?
Garbage.
Mm.
You should have ended with the one that like rises like the sun, like your sweet mother, like singing in the morning, just barely slowly lifting your... All the other ones are like awful.
I do want to let you know that Wacky Wakers does have a small version of the Red Rooster that is considered a prank alarm where you can hide it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So if you wanted to just kind of pull a little prank, say if you're at sleepaway camp, and then someone's like, I hear that rooster, but I cannot find out where the source is. Fun little prank.
Can the rooster drive the getaway car that's also an alarm clock? Because that could be the perfect combo for someone you hate.
This has been Weird Product of the week.
Are those all real?
Those are real.
Okay.
We'll put all the links in our show notes.
Yeah.
Use our affiliate code.
Don't tell them we sent you.
And then I do want to make sure that is all of our time.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all have to get to bed. But I do want to make sure that there's a moment where if we have any regrets, again, we don't want to have to edit them out.
Sure.
So if you want to think about what we just talked about
and
regret share any regrets, you can at least get ahead of it here now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Regret time. I regret that I love sleeping in the morning so much.
Mm, so these are more just life regrets.
I have trouble with just podcast edits verbally. I go all over the place.
No, this is great. Is that
I regret that too.
Oh, okay.
I regret that. What are your regrets?
Do we want to change this segment to just things I don't like about myself?
Yes. I do that. That's what I wake up and do instead of journaling.
Oh, that's a good morning routine.
That's a great one. I just wake up and I'm like, was past Shaylee kind of future Shaylee and packed the kids lunch last night? No, she wasn't. I don't like that about myself.
I wouldn't change a thing about you.
Thanks, except for my wake time.
Well, I wouldn't change that either because you know what? Whatever you're doing is working for me.
You're sweet. No, I would feel more put together. I would like it.
If I were to rank you as, like, let's say a one is a a wacky waker, and a 10,
10 is the sunrise alarm.
You're my sunrise.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. We'll see you next time.
You're making me a better, more productive human. Mm. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Shaylee and Katie's Lemonade Stand.
For design consulting with Shaylee, visit shayleemurphy.com.
For habit or business coaching with Katie, head over to okatieday.com.
Please take a moment to leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. It really supports the show, and we read every single one.
Follow us on Instagram and catch up on past episodes at shayleeandkatie.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode was real smooth.
We're going to start releasing the episodes at 5 a.m. and then we're going to pull them off the internet at 6 a.m. And if you're not up,
we'll know.
You miss it.
We'll know.
Good morning. You tired?